And, you know, the problems of the world created by that kind and those variations of those forms of government, we don't have the same problems in this country that they're all discussing and worried about in Davos. It's tearing us up. When they say they want to unlock $7 trillion of wealth, it means how can we rape the U.S. for $7 trillion? This is a long story, and I'm not gonna bore you with the whole thing. Let me just give you a couple of ideas that they propose. The scheme, by the way, which is backed by the UK, France, Italy, Spain, Sweden, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, was born out of a proposal by Gordon Brown for a larger scheme to double the total aid budget to $100 billion a year. Now, when it says here that it's backed by the UK, France, Italy, Spain, it means it's backed by people from those countries who went to Davos. In an endorsement of the report, Mr. Brown said, "This shows we can help equip people in countries for a new global economy that combine greater prosperity and fairness, both within and across nations." These guys think they can manage a global economy. They can't even manage an economy in a small little podunk nation that's the total. Most of its budget is the result of gifts, donations, contributions, aid, foreign aid, whatever you want to call it. And these people now claim they have the expertise to manage a global economy. You don't manage an economy. You deregulate it and get out of the way, leaving no room for people like this to even have a job, which would be the best thing overall for most people in the world.